You know, it's amazing how much we rely on apps these days.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, seriously, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you opened an app on your phone just today?
It's probably way more than we even realize, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And for businesses,
Yeah.
especially startups,
Yeah.
these apps, they're not just fun little distractions.
I
They're like this huge EE opportunity.
definitely.
So today, we're going to take a deep dive into why mobile app development
Okay.
can be like a total game changer.
Makes sense.
Especially for those startups out there,
Yeah.
you know, trying to break into a crowded market. We're going to be looking at this really insightful app dev news article.
Oh, cool.
It's called Mobile App Development Partner and Your Startup Success,
Okay.
written by Brian Wallace.
Yeah, this article really gets it. It understands how crucial mobile apps are for startups, especially in those early stages.
Those make or break stages.
Exactly. You really have to hit the ground running.
Totally. And speaking of hitting the ground running,
Yeah.
this article starts off with a statistic that really blew my mind.
Oh, wow.
It says that
90%?
90% of startups fail
Wow.
within their first 5 years.
That's a lot.
It's a lot to ET, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty tough landscape out there.
It is. And I think that just highlights how hard it is for startups
Yeah.
to really stand out, you know,
Oh, absolutely.
grab people's attention,
Yeah.
build a loyal customer base.
You got it. It's a battle on all fronts.
It really is.
Yeah.
So are mobile apps like the secret weapon in this fight?
They definitely can be.
Okay.
One of the biggest advantages is the direct connection you build with your customers.
Okay, I see that.
An app,
Yeah.
it gives them a much more streamlined experience. It's user-friendly,
Makes it easy.
easy for people to engage with your business on their own terms
When they want
and on their own
and
schedule.
where they want.
Exactly.
No more having to deal with like website traffic,
I know.
clunky online forms.
Nobody got time for that.
I know. It's like
Yeah.
everybody wants that smooth, personalized experience.
Exactly.
Like people are busy.
They
They
are.
want things to be simple and convenient.
That's the key.
Totally.
And when you focus on that customer experience, it can really pay off.
Okay.
This article actually mentions that
Yeah.
companies that put the customer first can see an ROI of almost 10,000%.
10,000%.
No, 10,000.
Whoa, no, those are some numbers I like.
Right. Imagine what that kind of boost could do for a startup.
Especially one that's just like,
Yeah, just getting started,
just starting out.
finding its footing,
Yeah,
trying
exactly.
to make a name for itself.
So it's like that extra push they need.
Yeah, that momentum.
Yeah. Okay, so 10,000% ROI, I'm sold.
Yeah. But
Oh, there's a
there's
but.
always a but.
What is it?
Doesn't developing an app
Yeah.
cost like a fortune?
I see where you're going with this. Especially for startups. They're probably working with limited resources, right?
That's a common misconception.
It is.
Yeah, you don't have to build like
Okay.
the Taj Mahal of all apps
Right.
right out of the gate.
You don't need all the bells and whistles right away.
You don't, you just start small.
Okay.
You develop what's called a minimum viable product.
I've heard of this, yeah.
It focuses on just your key features, just
Okay.
the
I
essentials.
got it.
Get it out there, get feedback.
And then build from there.
Exactly.
So it's more of a strategic rollout.
It is, it
It's
is.
not just like, okay,
Right.
app done.
Nope.
Let's launch it
Not at all.
and then hope for the best.
No.
It's more like a
That's
process.
a process, yeah.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
This approach lets you test the waters, see what works, what resonates with people.
You get that feedback.
Exactly. And make improvements as you go.
So you're constantly kind of evolving
Yeah.
or
Evolving, improving
based on what people are saying.
based on real data on actual user experience.
Okay.
And if that initial version takes off,
Yeah.
the returns can definitely outweigh that initial investment.
Okay, so you're saying starting small is actually smarter in the long run.
Absolutely. It's about being strategic with your resources.
I like it. So we've got happy customers. We're being smart about costs.
Check and check.
What other advantages does a mobile app bring to the table for startups?
Okay, this is where things get really interesting.
I'm intrigued.
A well-designed app can actually be a beacon for investors
Really? Tell me more about that.
because it shows them that you're committed to growth and innovation.
Okay.
Investors,
Yeah.
they want to see businesses that understand the market, that are adaptable,
Right.
and that have a clear vision for the future.
A good app shows all that.
It does. A well-polished app ticks all those boxes.
I see. So it's like a signal
Yeah.
that you're serious
Yeah.
and that you're ready to play in the big leagues.
You got it.
And that can help you get funding.
Absolutely. It can be the deciding factor
Wow, okay.
when it comes to securing that funding and taking your business to the next level.
All right, so we talked about happy customers.
Yeah.
We talked about attracting investors.
Uh-huh.
But at the end of the day,
yeah,
it's all about that bottom line, right?
It is.
So how can apps actually help startups
okay.
make more money?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is. It is.
The answer is
Coke.
Apps open up multiple revenue streams
okay.
beyond your core business model.
So it's not just about selling your product or service through the app.
It's not, think in-app purchases,
oh.
subscription models, targeted advertising.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having a whole toolkit
wow.
of money-making options.
Right at your fingertips.
Right there in your pocket.
I like, can you give me some concrete examples?
Sure. Let's say you're a food delivery startup.
Okay.
You could integrate a loyalty program within your app,
okay.
offering discounts and rewards to repeat customers.
Makes sense.
Not only does this boost your revenue,
mm-hmm.
but it encourages customer retention. It
keeps them coming back for more.
Turns those one-time users into loyal fans.
Okay, I'm starting to see the potential here.
Good.
But do we have any like real-world numbers
we do.
To back this up?
Absolutely. This App Dev News article,
yeah.
it highlights that 74% of organizations...
74%.
74% across diverse industries.
Wow, so not just tech companies.
Nope, we're talking manufacturing, telecom, retail, the list goes on.
So it's really working across the board.
It is. They've already seen a positive ROI from their mobile apps.
That's really encouraging.
It is.
It sounds like having an app isn't just a trend.
No.
It's like crucial for success.
It's essential.
In today's business world.
Couldn't agree more.
All right, I'm hooked.
I knew you would be.
We've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
But I'm curious, what types of apps
yeah.
are like the real winners for startups?
That's a great question.
You know, are there certain categories that just perform better than others?
And that's exactly what we'll be exploring in the next part of our deep dive.
Oh, I can't wait.
We're going to take a closer look at specific app categories.
Okay.
That are perfect for startups.
Sounds good.
And how to choose the right one for your unique business needs.
Perfect. So stay tuned, everyone.
We'll be right back. Welcome back.
So, you know, in the last part,
mm-hmm.
when we were talking about all those potential revenue streams,
yeah.
I started thinking,
right.
what kinds of apps
mm-hmm.
are really bringing home the bacon for startups?
Right.
Are there certain categories that mm-hmm. just seem to perform better than others?
That's a great question.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And it's the perfect segue into what we're going to be unpacking in this part of our deep dive.
Okay, let's hear it.
The types of apps
mm-hmm.
that are particularly well-suited for startups.
All right, lay it on me.
Which app categories should startups be putting at the top of their list?
That's what I want to know.
One sector that consistently sees success
okay.
is... e-commerce.
E-commerce.
Apps dedicated to online shopping.
Right.
They've just exploded in popularity.
Yeah, makes sense.
And why not?
Right. I mean,
they make buying things so easy.
So easy, right?
And convenient for the customer.
I'll admit,
yeah.
I do a lot of my shopping through apps.
I do too. It's just so easy.
You can browse, you can buy whatever you need
mm-hmm.
right from your phone.
No matter where you are.
It's hard to resist.
I know.
So easy.
And for startups,
yeah.
e-commerce apps offer a direct pipeline to customers.
Makes sense.
You can cultivate brand loyalty.
Okay.
You can run targeted promotions.
Uh-huh.
And most importantly, you can drive sales
okay.
without relying on third-party platforms.
So you're not paying those fees.
Exactly. And you can easily integrate those revenue-generating features we talked about.
Oh, right. Like the
in-app purchases.
Yeah.
Yeah. Special offers.
Loyalty programs.
All of that.
Okay. So e-commerce is a big one.
It is.
What else is out there?
Another area ripe with opportunity
okay.
is on-demand services.
On-demand services. Okay.
Think about apps like ride-sharing services.
Like Uber and Lyft?
Yeah. Food delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Grocery delivery.
Okay.
Even dog walking.
Dog walking. Wow.
Anything that connects users with services they need
yeah.
right away.
The gig economy.
Exactly.
It seems like there's an app for everything these days.
And that's exactly why it's such fertile ground for startups.
Okay.
On-demand apps tap into our desire for convenience
uh-huh.
and efficiency.
Makes sense.
We want things now.
Right now.
And we want them at our fingertips.
Like magic.
It is.
Tap a few buttons, yeah. whatever you need.
Right at your doorstep.
I love it.
And from a business perspective,
mm-hmm.
these apps often operate on a commission-based model.
Okay.
The startup takes a cut
yeah.
of each transaction.
That happens through the app.
Exactly.
So it's a win-win.
It is.
For both the startup and the service providers.
A mutually beneficial ecosystem.
I like it.
Everyone involved gets something out of it.
Okay. E-commerce and on-demand services. Mm-hmm. Both make a lot of sense.
They do.
Any other app types that startups should be considering?
This one might seem a bit less obvious, but apps that focus on social networking.
Social networking. And community building can be incredibly valuable, especially for startups targeting niche markets or specific interest groups.
Okay, I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah.
Why is that type of app so effective?
Well, think about it.
Okay.
A well-designed social app, it fosters a sense of belonging.
Okay.
Among its users.
Yeah.
It gives them a space to connect, share their passions, and even collaborate.
Right.
It creates a loyal community.
So it's more than just like buying and selling.
It's about
building that shared experience.
Around your brand.
Exactly. Okay. It's about building genuine connections.
Okay.
Cultivating a loyal following. Turning your users into passionate advocates for your brand.
So they become like mini marketers.
In a way, yeah.
For your startup.
Plus, these apps can be gold mines for gathering user feedback.
Oh, that's smart.
Testing out new ideas.
Makes sense.
And even generating content.
Oh, wow.
Through user contributions.
That's incredibly clever.
It's like building a tribe.
A tribe, yeah.
Around your startup.
That sense of community is really powerful.
It can be a powerful differentiator.
Yeah.
Especially when you're competing against bigger, more established players.
Makes sense. So, okay, this is all incredibly inspiring.
Yeah.
But let's get down to brass tacks for a moment.
Okay.
Actually, building an app, especially for a startup, with limited resources,
right,
can seem really daunting.
It can be a challenge.
What are some of the biggest challenges startups face?
Okay.
When it comes to app development?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. You
know, it's not always a walk in the park.
No.
One of the biggest hurdles is finding the right development team.
Yeah. That makes sense.
You want to make sure.
You have the right people in your corner.
You do.
People who not only have the technical skills, but also understand your vision.
Right.
And can bring it to life.
Yeah, it's a big decision.
It's a huge decision.
You need a team that can not only code, but also collaborate, communicate.
They got to be on the same page.
And really get what your startup is all about.
Yeah, so what should startups be looking for when choosing a development partner?
That's the question.
What are some red flags they should watch out for?
Okay, so it's crucial to go beyond just looking at a team's portfolio or their technical skills.
So those are important.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
But you also need to find a partner who you can build a strong relationship with.
It's about more than just technical expertise. It's about finding a team.
That's the right fit.
That's the right fit for your startup's culture and values.
Precisely. Communication is key.
Okay.
You want a partner who is responsive, transparent, and genuinely invested in understanding your startup's unique needs and goals.
So someone who feels like an extension of your team.
Exactly.
Not just a contractor who disappears.
Into a coding void.
Into a coding void, exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
That makes a lot of sense.
Building an app should be a collaborative journey.
And speaking of journeys, let's talk about the financial side of things.
Okay, money.
App development can be expensive.
It can be.
So how can startups manage those costs without sacrificing quality?
That's a very valid concern.
It's a big one.
But there are smart strategies to navigate this.
Like what?
Remember we talked about earlier? That minimum viable product, right? Focus on the essential features first.
Yes.
And then build from there.
That approach is not just about testing the waters.
Right.
It's also a brilliant way to manage costs by launching a functional but streamlined version of your app.
Yeah.
You can start gathering feedback, iterating, and generating revenue.
Without blowing your entire budget.
Right up front.
It's like dipping your toes in the pool.
Yeah.
Before diving headfirst.
Exactly. And as your app gains traction and starts bringing in revenue, you can reinvest those earnings back into further development.
Makes sense.
Expanding your features, refining your user experience.
So it's like a sustainable approach to growth.
It is.
It's not just about throwing money at the problem.
No.
It's about being strategic.
Right.
Making every dollar count.
Exactly.
So for our listeners out there,
yeah,
what's the key takeaway from all of this?
Choosing the right type of app
mm-hmm.
and the right development partner
yeah.
are two of the most crucial decisions a startup will make on this journey.
Big decision.
They can make or break your app.
Wow.
And ultimately, your startup.
So don't rush into it.
No.
Do your homework.
Ask the tough questions.
Yeah.
Make sure you're absolutely confident in your choices.
I like it.
The more strategic you are at the beginning, mm-hmm. the better positioned you'll be for long-term success.
In the mobile app world.
Exactly.
Okay, this has been an incredibly informative deep dive so far.
It has.
We've covered a ton of ground.
We have.
But there's still one more piece of the puzzle to explore.
Ooh, I like it.
The future of mobile app development.
The future, yes.
In the final part of our deep dive.
Okay.
We'll shift our focus to what's on the horizon for startups.
I'm excited.
In the exciting and always evolving.
Always evolving.
World of mobile apps.
What trends are on the horizon?
Yeah, what challenges should startups be prepared for?
We'll cover all that and more.
All right, so stick around, everyone. All right, we're back.
And ready to talk about the future?
The future, yes.
Of mobile app development.
So exciting.
It is.
In the last two parts.
Yeah.
We talked about the advantages of having an app.
Mm-hmm.
Different types of apps that are out there.
Right.
How to find the right development partner.
All the important stuff.
So now it's time to look ahead.
Okay.
Gaze into our crystal ball.
I like it.
See what the future holds.
For startups.
In this exciting realm of mobile.
Let's do it.
What trends should startups have on their radar?
Okay.
If they want to stay ahead of the curve.
One of the biggest game changers is artificial intelligence.
AI.
Or AI, as we like to call it.
Right.
It's not just science fiction anymore.
I know, it's everywhere.
It's becoming a core part of how apps are designed, mm-hmm. developed, and experienced.
So AI is going to be like the secret sauce in the apps of tomorrow.
It's a pretty key ingredient.
That sounds pretty exciting.
It is.
What kind of impact will it have?
Well, think about apps that can actually learn your preferences.
Like they get to know you.
Yeah, and tailor your experience to your individual needs.
Oh, wow.
Imagine features that can automate tasks.
Okay.
Provide super smart recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
Even analyze user behavior.
Okay.
To constantly optimize the app's performance.
That's next level stuff.
It is. It's all about personalization.
It sounds like AI could make apps more intuitive.
Absolutely.
And user friendly than ever before.
That's the goal.
What else is shaping the future of app development?
Another trend that's gaining momentum is augmented reality.
AR.
Or AR for short.
Okay, I've seen those AR filters on social media.
Yeah, those are fun.
Where you can like try on different makeup looks or see how virtual furniture would look in your living room.
Exactly.
Is that what we're talking about here?
It is, but AR is going to go far beyond just fun filters.
Okay.
Imagine shopping apps that let you virtually try on clothes.
Right.
Before you buy them.
Well, that's cool.
Or travel apps.
Mm-hmm.
That overlay real-time information about historical landmarks as you're walking through a new city.
That would be so helpful.
Right. The possibilities are pretty mind-blowing.
You're really getting me excited about the future of apps.
You're good. I'm glad.
So we've got AI for intelligence,
mm-hmm.
AR for immersive experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Any other major trends startups should be keeping an eye on?
Here's one that's super important.
Okay.
Might not be as flashy as AI or AR.
Okay.
But it's crucial.
Okay. I'm listening.
The growing focus on data privacy and security.
That's a big one.
It is.
As apps collect more and more user data,
mm-hmm.
startups need to prioritize protecting that information.
Absolutely.
And building trust with their users.
Couldn't agree more.
Data breaches and privacy scandals.
I know. It seems like
they're all over the news these days.
Every day.
People are becoming more and more concerned about how their personal information is being used.
And they have every right to be.
They do.
So for startups,
mm-hmm.
building that solid reputation for responsible data handling can be a major advantage.
So it's not just about building a cool app.
It's not.
It's about building an ethical app.
You got it.
So to wrap things up, what's the biggest takeaway for startups?
For startups navigating this exciting,
but ever-changing,
always evolving
world of mobile app development,
I think the most important thing to remember is app development isn't just about chasing the latest trends.
Okay.
It's about understanding your users,
mm-hmm.
solving their problems, and creating an app that delivers real value.
It's about using technology to make a positive impact.
Exactly.
Not just following the hype.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, this has been an incredible journey.
Yes.
We've covered so much ground.
We have.
From the core benefits of mobile app development. To the incredible trends shaping the future.
The future is bright.
We hope you've enjoyed this deep dive into the world of startups and mobile apps.
It's an exciting space to be in.
It is. It's an exciting time to be building apps.
Absolutely.
And we encourage every startup out there to dream big.
Dream big.
And create something amazing.
Who knows? Yeah. Your app could be the next big thing.
Until next time, everyone.
Keep exploring.
Keep innovating.
And keep diving deep.